Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 125, closing at 25,187. S&P 500 Index down 11 at 2,821. NASDAQ Composite down 19 to close at 7,819. And the Russell 2000 Small and Mid-Cap Stocks off 11 at 1,675. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note up 2 basis points at 2.88%. Oil up 18 cents at $67.38 per barrel. Gold down $18.10 at $11.94.10 per ounce. The Dow and the S&P 500 Index are now down for 4 consecutive trading sessions. Markets have almost worked through earnings reporting season. Prices made a good run at the previous highs from February, but were unable to break out. So the question is whether prices will make another run at the old highs. The S&P seems to have strong support right around 2800 or 2803 to be more precise. Now, blockbuster earnings growth has offset rising concern on Wall Street about Trump's trade wars and crises in emerging markets such as Turkey. Fat profits at S&P 500 companies on track to spike by nearly 25% during the second quarter. That would tie the first quarter for the fastest growth since 2010, according to FactSet. 10 of the 11 S&P 500 sectors increased profits by double digits during the second quarter, led by surging growth from energy companies, thanks to much higher oil prices. The earnings results have been better than anticipated. 79% of S&P 500 companies have topped Wall Street expectations. That would be the highest percentage since FactSet started recording the stat back in 2008, taking out the first quarter's record. The success has been driven in part by the corporate tax cut, which lowered the rate from 35% to 21%. A big chunk of those tax savings have gone to the bottom line and for stock buybacks, which boost per-share earnings. Stock buybacks could exceed $1 trillion this year for the first time ever. Companies aren't just raking in monster profits because they're paying Uncle Sam less. Sales, which are often considered a measure of overall health, sales are also jumping as the economy grew at the fastest pace since 2014. S&P 500 revenue on track to rise by nearly 10% in the second quarter. That's the most since 2011. Home Depot will be the first of the big retailers announcing earnings this week when it reports tomorrow morning. Emerging market assets were under severe pressure today as Turkey's currency has basically crashed. Turkey's lira was trading at fresh all-time lows against the U.S. dollar. Turkey's central bank pledged to provide all the liquidity the banks need. It also said banks would be able to borrow currency deposits from the central bank at a one-month maturity and one-week maturities. Turkey's reluctance to raise interest rates stood out, however. Turkish President Erdogan insisted that the Turkish economy was fundamentally sound, and he attacked Trump for imposing sanctions and for doubling tariffs on Turkey's steel and aluminum imports last week over the house arrest of an American pastor, Andrew Brunson, on disputed terrorism charges. Erdogan insisted that his country would survive an economic siege, but his words failed to reassure financial markets alarmed at the possible collapse of a strategically vital emerging market country. The Argentine peso hit a record low. The South African rand was at its weakest in 2 years. There was also downward pressure on the Indian rupee and the Indonesian ringgit. Anxiety over a possible debt default resulted in a sharp rise in the cost of insuring Turkish bonds. Turkey has about $300 billion in dollar-denominated corporate debt. Currency speculators have started to assess the potential damage to Europe and to identify other emerging market countries that have also taken advantage of low global interest rates to accumulate foreign currency debts during the post-financial crisis period. Angela Merkel, Germany's chancellor, voiced growing concern in European capitals that Turkey's problems could spill over into the European Union, either through losses to Spanish and Italian banks exposed to bad debts, or from a politically unpopular rise in migration. On Wall Street, financial stocks bore the brunt of Turkey contagion fears, with shares of Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and J.P. Morgan Chase closing down between 0.8% and 2.2%. There isn't really a big fear that Turkey could crash U.S. markets. Turkey's not a big trade partner, even though it is a member of NATO. Still, conflagrations start with a small spark. New York Fed's survey of consumer expectations based on a panel of 1,300 household heads across the U.S. found declines in one-year expectations on earnings growth, household spending, stock prices, and house prices. America never really made up the growth it lost in the 2008 global financial crisis and the recession that it triggered. A decade later, U.S. households are still counting the cost. According to new research from the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, gross domestic product remains well below what its 2007 trend would have implied, and it's unlikely the economy will ever make up that lost ground. The hit will cost the average American $70,000 in lifetime income. They arrived at the lifetime income loss by taking per capita GDP in 2007 and discounting at an annual 5% rate to calculate its present value. Outstanding education debt in the U.S. has tripled over the last decade, now tops $1.5 trillion, posing a greater burden to Americans than auto or credit card debt. For many, the payments are proving unmanageable. By 2023, 5 years from now, nearly 40% of borrowers are expected to default on their student loans. It's when a person has not made a payment toward their education debt in roughly a year, triggering it being sent to a third-party collection agency. More than 1 million student loan borrowers each year go into default. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said he met July 31st with Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund and that they convinced him he could secure funding to take the electric car maker private. But he said he was still talking to the fund and other investors as he seeks to nail down financing. Saudi Arabia's Sovereign Wealth Fund Public Investment Fund has built a 5% stake in Tesla. It's looking to become a significant investor, maybe. Musk's latest disclosure comes 6 days after he surprised investors by announcing on Twitter that he was considering taking Tesla private at a price of $420 per share and that funding was secured. Well, since then, no investors have stepped forward publicly as being involved with the plan. Musk's tweet is now under investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Shares of Bayer dropped over 10% today following a California jury verdict on Friday that ordered its Monsanto subsidiary to pay $289 million in damages after a lawsuit alleged its Roundup weed killer caused cancer. Well, here's more proof Wells Fargo still has not cleaned up its culture. It's under investigation for misusing federal tax credits for low-income housing projects. Wells Fargo is being investigated by the Department of Justice for allegedly colluding with affordable housing developers nationwide to drive down the prices of low-income tax credits, potentially defrauding hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal program. Among the banks, Wells Fargo is the largest buyer of the tax credits. Wells Fargo said last year that it had invested $9 billion into the program over the previous 5 years. Banks benefited by buying the tax credits through tax write-offs and credit under the Community Reinvestment Act. The Justice Department is looking into whether Wells Fargo offered developers more favorable loan terms or would fund other deals in exchange for making low bids on the tax credits. Wells Fargo's actions may have defrauded hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal tax program, and a number of the people who worked on these deals still work at Wells Fargo. DEFCON is an annual conference for hackers. This year's conference held in Las Vegas over the weekend. The conference is a kind of terrifying reminder that the technology that we rely on to maintain a somewhat functioning society is not quite as secure as we think. A couple of examples. A consultant for a cybersecurity firm able to hack into different body camera models that surveillance companies are marketing to U.S. law enforcement. The consultant hacker was able to remotely download, alter, and then re-upload footage onto the cameras without leaving a trace. Also devised a way to live stream footage from the cameras, potentially allowing a criminal to track a cop's location and predict upcoming law enforcement actions. And this is the second year that DEFCON organizers have filled a conference room with the same types of voting machines that will likely be deployed in the midterm so the hackers can try their hand at election tampering. And the hackers were able to upload their own software to the machines and manipulate the vote tallies, sometimes in as little as 10 minutes' time. Dow Industrials down 125 at 25,187. S&P 500 down 11 at 2821. NASDAQ down 19 at 7819. Follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, and our daily blog, eatthebankers.com.